Lake Orion High School is in a gorgeous, sprawling building in North Oakland County. It has pools, a huge gymnasium with a running track above it, and sound and video suites that would put some TV and radio stations to shame. But there is something that's lacking.
For the most part, I feel like our school is just the sea of students that never ending that look all exactly the same.
Serena Robbie is a junior here.
I'm probably the only Palestinian who's ever walked through the doors of Lake Orion High School besides my little sister.
Lake Orion schools are about 90% white, but you wouldn't know it by looking at the students in the after-school club Robbie helps lead.
Okay. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to come up and we're going to stand in a line in front of the board.
About a dozen students get ready to know each other better during an icebreaker exercise at a cultural outreach club meeting. In this room, there's a healthy mix of nationalities represented. Foreign exchange students line up next to kids who grew up nearby, and students face one another in pairs. Serena Robbie explains that each pair will discuss their answers to oddball questions.
Our first question, would you rather spend 10 minutes on the moon or 3 months in Europe?
Oh, I don't know.
The questions open up all kinds of discussions between the students. One of the Chinese exchange students tells her partner she likes living with her host family because she gets to have two sisters, something she wouldn't get to experience in China.
That's a law. You can't have any siblings?
Yeah, because there are like 1.3 billion people in China, so it would be very, very, you know, crowded around the whole country. So now we have new two siblings. They're naughty, but they're really, really cute. It's my first time to live with...
The idea behind the Cultural Outreach Club is to expose Lake Orion High School students to the little bit of diversity that does exist in the school. Ben Gerdeman is the group's advisor. He says the sameness of the student body here is shortchanging kids.
I mean, they're not getting a real-life picture. A lot of these kids in Lake Orion are walking by with blinders on.
Gerdeman says the club is a good way to get some kids to take those blinders off for a while and get to know students who come from different backgrounds.
Do you like the communist government?
Kyle Goodall is a senior at Lake Orion High. He says he hopes to one day be the Chinese ambassador, and in this cultural outreach meeting, he's working on his diplomatic skills with a Chinese exchange student.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't understand why you guys can't overthrow. I know there's that one instance where people protested.
Goodall says the club is great, but he says he thinks schools should do more to make cultural studies a part of the curriculum.
We have world studies class, but we just talk about wars and why people hate each other. Why don't you talk about their actual culture, what they do, why they are different, and really open people's eyes as to what other people do.
Goodall has also been part of a project whose whole aim is to open young people's eyes about diversity and difference. It works much like the Cultural Outreach Club, but instead of running in a single school, Generation of Promise brings together students from different school districts. Once a month, kids from 18 schools across Southeast Michigan get together for a new cultural experience. The idea is to build relationships among youth from different backgrounds. Today, about 50 kids are getting ready to head out for a walking tour of Detroit. For some of them, this is a rare field trip. Lauren Kerr is from Lake Orion. She says she hasn't been to Detroit since she went to a Tiger game when she was 6, even though Lake Orion is only a half-hour drive from the city. Kerr says she's excited to see the city, but she says some of her classmates had different ideas.
I was like, oh, I'm going to Detroit, and they're like, you're going to Detroit? Like, why are you doing that? They just think there's like a lot of people getting jumped in the streets, a lot of people getting robbed.
Marcedi Davis and Rachel Taylor are two of the Detroit students in the program who are hanging out with kids from suburban schools. They say they're well aware of suburban perceptions of their city.
It just makes me wonder why they think that, why they don't just like come experience for themselves so they can know what it's really like.
Well, y'all find out today. Detroit ain't that bad.
The students take off in groups, heading to the riverfront, the theater district, and landmarks like the Guardian Building and the Book Cadillac Hotel. Along the way, they get a little history and some hometown insights. Generation of Promise program director Christine Gohagen asks students James Walton and Jamar Raglan to fill the rest of the group in on their native city.
What do you do in Detroit, James? What do you do, man?
I play basketball. There's a lot of basketball courts around.
A lot of street ball?
Yeah. Okay. And downtown, it's a lot of gatherings.
It's a lot of festivals. I mean, you can just look around. They really fixed it up from what it used to be.
Gohagen says these high school juniors are at the point where they're ready to deal with the divisions they've grown up with. City versus suburb, black versus white, rich versus poor.
For the first time in their lives, they get to decide how they feel about their community, how they want to contribute. And I think that's part of what creates this environment where they want to be honest and they want to talk about it because they recognize the damage that it's done to all of them and they don't want to deal with it anymore.
After a day of exploring the city, the students talk about what they saw. Cleaner streets than they thought, more restaurants than they thought, more people than they thought.
It felt more alive than, you know, you think of Detroit and you think of this desolate ghost town, but it's not.
After the holidays, each of these students will have the opportunity to be an exchange student at another school. So suburban kids will have the chance to spend a day at an inner city school and vice versa. They're temporary experiences, and it's only a handful of students who participate. But the hope is that these kids will be the leaders in their schools who encourage their fellow classmates to reach across boundaries. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.